Welcome to Our Untold Past, the podcast that uncovers remarkable stories from history. I'm Chloe, and today me and my friends Bethany, Ella, and Alishba will be exploring a past that needs to be discovered. Well, more like a country.
Canada is a beautiful place. It's the home of 38.93 million people and many remarkable achievements. But what most people don't know about is the sacrifices made to shape the Canada we see today.
Today, we will be sharing the crucial roles played by Jamaican Maroons and challenges faced by sleeping car porters in shaping Canada's history.
Our journey begins in 1492 when the first Europeans landed in Jamaica.
Christopher Columbus and his crew sailed in search for India but instead found Jamaica. This is why many Jamaicans also consider themselves West Indian.
When Europeans landed and claimed Jamaica as Spain's land, their primary goal was to find a way to make money in Jamaica. The Caribbean in general has plenty of sugarcane, which the Europeans saw as a chance to make money. But harvesting sugarcane was harder than they thought. This is when slavery was first introduced to Jamaica.
As more Jamaicans were forced into slavery by Christopher Columbus and harvesting sugarcane, more human rights got taken away day by day.
Jamaicans longed for their rights to be returned to them, but after slavery continued to get worse, many slaves started to look for alternatives and a place of freedom. Canada was just the place for them.
In 1796, the first Jamaican Maroons arrived in Canada. These courageous individuals fled slavery in Jamaica, seeking freedom on Canadian soil. The term Maroon itself signifies their status as runaways. Their arrival would have a profound impact on the nation's development, contributing to the diverse cultural fabric of Canada and playing a significant role in the abolitionist movement.
Did you know that Maroons were not just freedom fighters, but also skilled navigators and survivalists? They used their knowledge and land to invade, capture, and establish independent communities. In rugged mountains regions of Jamaica, Maroons left codes and signs for future Maroons during their journeys so that they could escape slavery and find Canada.
Canada was just the place for these Jamaican Maroons who are looking for a safe and free home. They had their rights returned to them in Canada and were finally living the life they once had.
Word was spreading fast about this unknown paradise land, Canada. And more Jamaican families arrived, escaping the slavery they had in their hometown.
Little did they know that they would change Canada entirely.
Fast forward to the early 19th century, Canada had embraced the concept of trains, revolutionizing long-distance travel. But these trains weren't the high-speed marvels we know today. Passengers often spent multiple nights on board, and that's where the job of sleeping car porters came in.
Imagine arriving hours before departure, preparing the train for passengers. The porters carefully fixed clothes, shined shoes, and ensured cleanliness. They were more than attendants, they were guides, converting seats into beds and explaining the passing scenery to curious travelers.
And speaking of survival, the sleeping car porters had adapted to challenging work environments. They often worked 400 hours a month, and their shifts lasted up to 20 hours. Despite these hardships, they maintained a high level of professionalism and dedication to their duties.
But life as a porter was far from glamorous. The hours were long, the pay was low, and the respect from passengers was minimal. Yet these hardworking individuals, many of them black citizens, were essential to the railway system. Their safety was often overlooked and they faced unjust accusations.
The sleeping car porters also played a significant role in the civil rights movement. Their union, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, became a platform for advocating for equal rights and fair treatment for all workers, regardless of their race.
Despite the long sleepless nights and barking orders of passengers, many new immigrants, especially black men, took the job opportunity with no other choice.
Living in Canada gave black citizens freedom, but there were still expenses to pay and food to buy, so many black men would work as a sleeping car porter to provide for their families.
As messed up as this job was, it was still a job that needed to be done. In some ways, sleeping car porters made the Canada we see today, and we wouldn't be living the same without them.
Okay, sure, but still, they were literally human servants. They'd have to serve rich white families traveling on high-class trains. I think that was a major problem. And guess what? I'm not the only one. Da-na-na-na.
Now let's shine a spotlight on a remarkable individual who championed their cause, A. Philip Randolph.
A. Philip Randolph was no ordinary man. Born on April 15, 1889, in Crescent City, Florida, he would become a force to be reckoned with, a tireless advocate for justice, equality, and worker rights.
Randolph's legacy is twisted with the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, BSCP. Founded in 1925, it was the first main black labor union in the United States. Randolph organized and led the historical union fighting for rights of porters who worked tirelessly on trains.
The challenges sleeping car porters faced were seen by Randolph. He believed in organized labor's power to go against discrimination and improve the conditions. His efforts led to significant improvements in wages and working conditions for porters, setting a precedent for labor rights movements across the country.
During the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s, Randolph edited the black political journal, The Messenger. His words resonated, inspiring action and awakening a sense of purpose among African Americans.
Fast forward to 1963. Randolph co-organized the historic March on Washington, where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his iconic I Have a Dream speech. But even before that, in 1941, Randolph's unwavering commitment led President Franklin D. Roosevelt to sign an order ending discrimination in defense plant jobs.
A. Philip Randolph's impact extended far beyond the railway tracks. His socialist ideals, pacifism, and dedication to justice left an unforgettable mark. Despite health challenges, he persisted reshaping the labor movement and civil rights landscape.
The Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters fought relentlessly against the Pullman Company. Their perseverance paid off in 1937 when the first agreement between a union of African American workers and a major corporation was signed. Wage increases, better working conditions, and guaranteed rest followed.
Randolph's legacy teaches us never to quit. Even when the change seems distant, perseverance pays off.
As we delve into these untold stories, we realize that history is not about the dates and events. It's about the people who lived through times, their struggles, their triumphs, and their legacy. It's about understanding our past to shape a better future.
So, as we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to appreciate the courage and resilience of the Jamaican Maroons and Sleeping Car Porters. Their stories remind us that every individual, no matter their size, their role may seem, can make a difference.
Join us next time as we continue to uncover more fascinating stories from our untold past. Until then, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep exploring the pages of history.
And remember, history is not just about the past. It's about understanding our present and shaping our future. So let's learn from it. Let's grow with it, and let's make history together.
Our untold past, signing off with the past that has been discovered.
Bye! Bye.